Greetings once again, friends. As mentioned earlier, we are on week 4 of our sermon series, Journey of Hope. Some of the thoughts behind this week's particular topic, what are the parts saying, speak to things such as there is, if we're honest about it, a difference between ourselves and an automobile when it comes to being involved in an accident or wreck. For we are complex beings created by God. And so, like automobiles, we have a lot of parts that are not seen and yet impact each other. Other thoughts within this series were also, what does it mean when there is damage done? What does it mean when we ignore that? What do we do? What does God have to say? One of the things that I remember as I thought about what it meant to be involved in an accident and all of the things that could possibly go wrong are some of the lessons that my father taught me as I was growing up as a young girl. He taught me how to check the oil and to know also whether or not the oil was clean or dirty. He also taught me how to check the brake fluid, the transmission fluid, as well as how to check the air pressure in my tires, not to mention how to change a tire. Now, there may be some of you who say, why would you need to know that? Or isn't that a task for your brother, for those who are married, your spouse or friend to do? However, as I mentioned earlier, accidents don't happen at convenient times. And so during that time, it was important to understand knowing how to maintain your automobile minimizes some of the challenges that you would have with your automobile. Case in point, not only knowing how to check the oil, the brake fluid, and the transmission fluid, but he also taught me the importance of knowing where to put the windshield washer fluid. Now, on a nice sunny day, that doesn't seem to be important. However, on a snowy day, and there is still slush on the roads and trucks going by, you end up with a lot of gook on your windows, and that is not the time that you want to run out of windshield washer fluid. Nor were some of the days that we've had with snow and ice piled up on our vehicles, do we not want to have an ice scraper. Small things, but things that make a difference in how we navigate through life. There are times when our vehicles may break down not due to anything that we did or didn't do. However, it's always helpful to have other items available to try and at least attempt to take care of the problem. Thus, the reason for the jumper cables. I can't tell you how many times they have saved my life or have saved the life of someone else who found themselves alongside the road, unable to get their vehicle started. And the fact that I was prepared with some tools, if you will, that made the difference. But I also understand that just like there are things that help us along our journey to maintain our vehicle during various times, the same is true for us. There are items that are available to us, some more extensive than others, but still provide us opportunities to know what is taking place or how to address the things that are going on with the various parts of our bodies. For there are things that we can do in general that will help us to be the people that God had created us to be, such as making sure that we're intaking proper nutrition, that we're getting proper rest and sleep, that we have regular checkups. And yet, I know that there are times when things that are more critical that take place within the life of our vehicle, but more importantly, within our personal lives. And so the process of listening to the parts is important. I remember not too long ago taking my husband to an appointment, and while I was waiting, I saw this vehicle pull up, and it was making a very loud noise. The individual got out of the vehicle, didn't turn it off, went into the store, and then came back out. However, during this time, I noticed that there was a gentleman going into the building next door, but he did a double take when he heard the noise coming from the vehicle. And this particular vehicle just happened to be a BMW. When the young lady who was driving the vehicle had come back out to get in her car, the gentleman said to her, "You need some power steering fluid." She stopped and she said, "Excuse me?" He said, "You need some power steering fluid, and that will take care of that noise coming from your vehicle." It was obvious he had knowledge about what needed to take place, because if you don't attend to the problem with your power steering, it will lock up. And again, it doesn't always happen at the best times. The same is true regarding our bodies, that we need to pay attention and listen to the parts. My sister-in-law called me to say, "I am having a horrible pain in my mouth around the tooth in the back part," she said, "and I cannot ignore this any longer. And so I am going to call the dentist to see if I can get in there and see what is taking place." First and foremost, she recognized where the pain was coming from. Also recognized that there wasn't anything that she could really do to take care of it, given the magnitude and the degree in which the pain had gotten. And also recognized that it would require a dentist to attend to her problem. She didn't call a podiatrist. She didn't call a cardiologist. She called a dentist, listening to the parts of her body. And just like we need to pay attention to the various parts of our body, we also understand that there are many parts to our body that are neatly put together as given to us in Scripture. Because when I look at the book of Ecclesiastes, the 4th chapter and the 16th verse, it tells us he, being God, makes the whole body fit together perfectly as each part does its own special work. It helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. When our body is healthy, we are able to go about our day, go about our mission, if you will, of being a part of the body of Christ. However, we also realize that there are some things that require even greater attention, if you will, more so than a toothache requiring a dentist. Case in point, I had the unfortunate but fortunate opportunity to be with a loved one who was experiencing a medical challenge. Realizing as they were sitting across from me that they were no longer engaged in conversation. Not only were they not engaged in conversation, but I noticed a difference in their eyesight that appeared to start to somewhat glaze over. And the next thing I know, they started to lean over in their seat. Realizing that something was taking place, I was able to assist that particular family member to the vehicle and get their doctor on the phone to find out what it is I should do, whether to take them to their doctor's office that wasn't that far away, or whether I needed to take them to an emergency room. I was instructed to take them to the emergency room. Given the scenario and the things that had taken place and that I was able to relay, they were able to immediately start assessing what was taking place. And one of the things that they did was to check his blood pressure as well as his other vitals. He was in a room and he had been put on a monitor that would display and record his blood pressure as well as his heart rate, oxygen rate, all of those particular things. One of the things that I noticed while sitting there with them was the fact that periodically the monitor would black out and then it would come back on. But not only did it black out at times, when it came back on, the blood pressure and the heart rate were very low. I thought I was imagining things. But then I paid more attention because as I watched the monitor, I noticed that the heart rate would take these irregular dips. After realizing it wasn't my imagination per se, I brought it to the attention of the nurse, who in turn realized that they did not have the monitor connected to the main desk where they too could see and record, which they did. Long story short, there was an issue for the patient, and they realized that it required a cardiologist. And so after they addressed the immediate needs, they realized that the person needed to go to a cardiologist. Because of noticing what was going on with the parts of the individual, I was able to get them to a place where they needed assistance. Sometimes we are called, we are challenged to notice what the parts of others are saying to us. Sometimes not all accidents or wrecks in our lives are physical, but some of them are emotional and spiritual. There are times we have responded in ways that to others seem totally out of kilter, not understanding why the reaction. Sometimes individuals react based on life's experiences and positions that they have developed over time. There are those who have been known to be defenders, if you will, of loved ones. And so their reaction in certain situations will be that related to someone who is so accustomed to protecting and defending. And sometimes those behaviors can be misinterpreted, or sometimes they go beyond certain boundaries because they are displaying behaviors that are not necessarily requested. There are other times when we realize that we are going through some challenging times in life. And like many of us, we say, I can handle it. It's okay. I don't need to go and see anyone. I've been through this before. But I would dare say that there are times in our lives when our being able to take care of it doesn't always work. For some people, comfort foods or drinks or other substances have been the way that they have dealt with the different indicators from their bodies. And while it has gotten them through in times past, it doesn't always work. There are times when we need to seek the help of a counselor, to seek the help of a pastor, to seek the help of an expert to help us to understand, why is my body generating these discomforting things within my body? When I think of times of emotional distress and times when things are not necessarily in the direction that God would have them to go, sometimes it's spiritual. When we hit a time in our lives when we seem somewhat distant from God and we're struggling to get back to where we were before. It reminds me of the words in the 42nd song when it says, as the deer longs for streams of water, so I long for you, O God. I thirst for God, the living God. When can I go and stand before him? Day and night I have only tears for food. While my enemies continually taunt me, saying, where is this God of yours? My heart is breaking as I remember how it used to be. Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. There are times, friends, when there are challenges that are taking place within us that we find ourselves a wreck, if you will, and we need the assistance of one far greater than us. The one who created us, the one who knows all of the parts that are within us. Parts that rely on each other in order for us to be the complete, full, healthy human being that God created us. For we're reminded in the first book of Corinthians, the 12th chapter, the 12th and then the 14th through the 20th verses. The human body has many parts, but the many parts make up the whole body. Yes, the body has many different parts, Yes, the body has many different parts, not just one part. If the foot says, I am not part of the body because I am not a hand, that does not make it less a part of the body. And if the ear says, I am not part of the body because I am not an eye, Would that make it any less a part of the body? If the whole body were an eye, how would you hear? Or if the whole body were an ear, how would you smell anything? But our bodies have many parts, and God has put each part just where he wants it. How strange a body would be if it had only one part. Yes, there are many parts, but only one body. Friends, just like an automobile, we have many parts. All are significant and all play an important role in our lives. There are times when things that are taking place with us physically, that we have the assistance of various aids, such as a blood pressure cuff or a thermometer, if you will, or a pulse ox to be able to check the various levels of oxygen in our body, or even for those who are dealing with the issue of diabetes, we have glucometers. However, those are helpful. However, there are other parts of our bodies. That have been damaged through words, through abuse, through neglect, that need the attention and the assistance of doctors, but also of God. But we're only able to do that if we are willing to listen to what it is the parts are saying. My question to you, church, is, are you listening to what your parts are saying? Amen and amen. Please join me in a word of prayer. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you, God, how you have knitted us together to be one body. And when we, your children, come together as one body in Christ, we are able to help one another, God, but we're also able to hear from you and what it is you would have us to do, individually and collectively. And so allow us to hear, God. Allow us to know that you love us, God, and you continue to provide for us. We thank you for your son, Jesus, God, who came as a reminder of your love as he gave us these words. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen and amen. God bless you, church.